If your small business has a problem, you could say,
"Ugh, just my luck."
But you should say,
"Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there."
And we'll help get you back in business. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
The result was good. The journey there was a little bit torrid. Ireland having a bit of a mare in the early sections against Wales yesterday. And apparently, according to the Sunday Independent, it's all off the ball's fault, because they say that Ireland also had to, they were coming into having part of company with this, as Wales were 16-1 outsiders and were roundly written off before the game. The paper goes on to say, in particular, a discussion on News Talk's Off the Ball, in which panellists discussed whether Ireland could beat Wales with 12 men, generated a big reaction in Wales. Easterby, who lives near Cardiff, referred to that when he praised the home side, who produced their best performance in years. With us is Gordon Darcy, former Ireland international, and Fiona Hayes, former Ireland international. Fiona, do the guys in Off the Ball owe the Irish team a bit of an apology for that first half?
Would you believe, Anton, I was actually over with Off the Ball doing the match over, so I had to keep my head down and try and go out about my business with the Wales fans and try and get away. But yeah, look, I think it was all done in jest, but it was taken up. Obviously, it fired the Welsh up, and look, Off the Ball got what they wanted from it as well. But certainly, I think Ireland will certainly be a bit mad at them for that, because Wales came out firing in that game.
Did they? What? Where has that Welsh team, particularly the Welsh team from the first half, where have they been for the last 14 games?
Look, I think, you know, I think this game in particular with a new head coach, Sherratt, in, it was always going to be that way. You know, physically, they have the talent there. It just wasn't coming through. I think the game plan, even putting Anscombe in at 10 for that first half in particular, I thought he was absolutely brilliant. So people, you know, always were talking about that Warren Gatland didn't have the players. I think they proved today that the players were there. It's just about getting that out of the team. And Sherratt went in, probably took the pressure off these guys for the week as well. They were underdogs. That's always a huge thing. And being at home, they came out with a big performance. And I was very, very impressed, especially with their line out and scrum.
Well, Gordon Darcy, not wishing to take away from one of the stronger Welsh performances that we have seen in recent months, Ireland's discipline wasn't exactly anything to write home about during that early period either.
Yeah, and I think that's it. I think a bit we have to put a large focus on is how good Wales were. And I think 12 penalties maybe across the full 80 minutes. I think five or six of them came from scrums. So that was just one area of focus that Ireland, say, didn't get a massive, they didn't get the reward they wanted. And you can see Clarkson and Andrew Porter having some questioning looks at the referee and the touch judges on a couple of the scrum penalties. But I suppose that aside, Ireland created a lot of opportunities, and even in the first half, uncharacteristically didn't put them away. And we've seen what happens with teams, actually quite recently, England against France. France created, I think, five try-scoring opportunities in the first half, and it looked like, to all intents and purposes, they were going to win by 30 points, and they ended up losing the game. So I think Ireland showed an awful lot of a lot of composure and resilience to actually grind out that win.
How much of their capacity to grind out the win was delivered by Bundiaki coming off the bench?
Well, that's what you want. Is you want quality, you want players coming in. Yeah, we obviously have to remember there was a 20-minute red card in this game, so Ireland played with 14 men for 20 minutes. And you want quality players to come on. You want them to take responsibility and to help shift the game in their favour. And I think Bundy did that. I think Ryan Baird did that. Pretty much all of the bench when they came on, I thought James Ryan was fantastic when he came on as well. They all added quality to the to the game. And with the greatest of respect to Wales, and we've been talking them up, and they said they showed up, they performed. Ireland have quality players as well, and they were asked questions, and thankfully they were able to find the answers.
Well, Fiona, what then about the questions that they're going to be asked against France? Because I'm sure they would rather have come off with a more dominating performance throughout the entire game, but also to have come out with the kind of disciplined performance throughout that would have them say, we are ready now for Les Bleus. Are they there?
Look, I think these games actually stand here. I thought there was some huge defensive moments for Ireland. Wales were excellent at slowing down the ball as well in that breakdown area, and we know what we're like in attack when we get really quick ball. So I think this performance means they'll have to go back to the drawing board. There was a big kick in game. Some of it went wrong, some of it went right. I mean that Sam Prendergast 50-22 was unbelievable, but I will say this, defensively some of the missed tackles as well, they'll have to look at that, because against France, especially out wide, I think Prendergast had maybe, I think there was 33 missed tackles, Sam maybe had 6 or 7, that's fine, but they've just got to bring their line speed up. If they're moving them outside to those outside channels against France, they're really going to attack that area. So I feel like they'll go back to the drawing board, move around a few bits and bobs, and certainly it's going to be a completely different game plan against France, but the attack will now have to get going a bit better because there was too many errors in that area and France will punish it big time.
Gordon, final word to you. Anything you'd add to that analysis?
I got to say, in my experience, Fiona, you're probably the same. The games you have to fight for are the ones you remember and the games that you actually enjoy the most. So Ireland didn't win by chance and Wales didn't lose by a bad refereeing decision. It was a really, really hotly contested game. And when you're sitting in that with Simon Easterby Monday morning and all the teams and Caelan Doris and Dan Sheehan, they'll be looking at all the things that, yeah, listen, yeah, we pass balls better, we do all those things. We know we're going to improve on them. But look at the heart we showed. Look at the passion we showed. Jamie Osborne's tackle in the final minutes to deny, like, literally by centimetres, for the debutante, almost to score the match-winning try. So all those moments add up. And I think you can take an awful lot. Winning when you're playing, not brilliant, but you're showing the right attitude is a good place to be. So I think Ireland would be really happy going into this week. They know there's work to improve on. But that's a match they will sit there and kind of appreciate because they had to fight for it.
Gordon, Fiona, thank you both very much. That's Gordon Darcy, former Ireland international, and likewise Fiona Hayes, former international as well.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Let's say your small business has a problem. Like maybe one of your doggy daycare customers had an accident. You might say something like,
doggone it!
Hi, Chihuahua!
Holy schnauzers!
But if you need someone who can actually help, just say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And get help filing a claim from your local State Farm agent. For your small business insurance needs, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.